Ashley, ASHLEY SCOTT, chief complaint, low back pain. Number one, history of hypertension. Number two, history of ADHD. Number three, leg swelling. Number four, tiredness. Next number, short of breath with any kind of movement. Number five, leg pain. Number six, leg swelling. Number eight, scheduled for gastric sleeve next week. A patient is a 35-year-old woman, single, has three boys, divorced at this time. Only one boy lives at home. The rest live with her father. She tweaked her back yesterday. She doesn't know exactly what she did, but she's done this before and has received injections, which has helped her tremendously, period. Any paragraphs? Past medical problems, ADHD, hypertension. She only takes medication for ADHD, medication, Adderall 20 milligram, medical problems, hypertension, morbid obesity, migraine, headaches, arthritis, ADD, and ADHD, surgery, tubal ligation, some kind of sweat gland surgery, last period now. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, family history, cervical cancer, hypertension, diabetes in mom. Dad has severe diabetes, required insulin, hypertension. No breast cancer, no colon cancer reported. Allergy none. COVID immunization up to date. Patient is a morbidly obese woman. She weighs 390 pounds, 99%, 98.4, 16, 81, 148 over 86. Heart positive, home positive 2. Lungs clear. Abdomen obese. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. There is severe low back pain with positive leg raising tests on the right side, and there is also edema of the lower extremity. Assessment, number one, low back pain. Number two, muscle spasm. Number three, because of her upcoming surgery, we looked at her heart. She does have a right ventricular enlargement, most likely related to sleep apnea, but she's never been diagnosed. Next number, she's hoping to wait to lose about 100 to 120 pounds, which would help with the sleep apnea symptoms. Next number, she also has a good carotid upstroke. She does have what looks like a thyroid cyst on the left side, 0.5 centimeter. Needs follow-up in 3 months. Next number, lower extremity edema, multifactorial. She was told her thyroid is within normal limits, most likely related to her sleep apnea. No sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, no sign of DVT or PVD in the upper extremity noted. Next number, fatty liver noted. Gallbladder looks healthy. Next number, kidneys are within normal limits. Next number, did not see much in the pelvic region, but no extra fluid or masses or cystic lesions noted. Next number, patient will be given Tylenol, no anti-inflammatory. Next number, Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next number, Tordal, 60 milligram now. Next number, patient also received a trigger point injection in the low back via. Next number, procedure after consent was obtained. Patient was given injection in her back times 4 via Decadron and lidocaine 1 cc and Decadron half a cc 4 milligram. Patient tolerated the injections well. Thank you.